Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page.
Good morning. Come on in. Come on, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to the Word. Amen. Come on now. The Bible says, "And the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." Then it says, to those that received him, he gave him the power, he gave to them, anyone who is, whomever receives him, the word, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Come on, how many of you believe on his name this morning? Amen. Come on now, how many of you believe on his name this morning? Amen. Come on, just begin to give him praise. Come on, just begin to give him praise just because he's worthy. Come on, just because he's worthy. Come on, he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Come on now, I'm going to say it again. He is worthy. The Lord is worthy. Come on now. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just begin to just activate this atmosphere. Father, this atmosphere has been activated and energized by your anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. And Father, we declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that this word is forever settled in heaven. And Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, that this high glory, this word shall fall on good ground. With understanding that activates fruit, multiplication, increase, and prosperity and wealth, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Amen. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power. Me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant with Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Listen, our opinions can do nothing for you because it's only through the release and receiving of the word do we activate the promises of God. Come on now, the promises of God, which is in him. Yes and amen. Come on now. Just begin to activate the power to become in Jesus' mighty name. Come on now. Father, we just thank you. Now listen, amen. I know what y'all saying. Where is Prophet Tanya? Well, she's back there getting some rest. She had to do on-call duty with the job last night. So we're letting her rest this morning, and we will handle it. So that just means that, hey, I'm going to do it my way this morning. Amen. Hey, praise God. But listen, grab your Bibles. But let's pray. Now, remember, our glory that Job chapter 28 verse 22 says, "You shall decree a thing and it shall be established." Now, the decreeing and the releasing of the prophetic faith-activated word into the atmosphere is what God receives and puts into action. The Bible says, "You shall decree a thing and it," what you decree, what you say, "shall be established." Why? Because when you activate a word out of your spirit, that agrees and aligns with the word of God, God backs up your word, come on now, with everything that he is and everything that he represents. Come on now. This is why it says in the beginning was the word. Oh, come on. Ah, glory. Come on now. Father, we just declare and decree that our ears are open to hear. Our eyes are open to see. Father, our heart is open to receive your word, your release of the seed. Father, your kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. And Father, you said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So Father, we release the seed of this word into the atmosphere. Father, we declare and decree that even as we are operating in this season of 5785, our season of multiplying and abundant grace, Lord God, Father, we activate it daily. We speak it daily. We receive it daily. And we have daily harvest from the seed of this word. Now, Father, right now, high glory, heal, save, move, and deliver. Father, we release our Father, we give you permission to heal, save, deliver, move as you see fit. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. So listen, we are in, this is the 350th day of this year. Now, 2024 is going to come to a close. We're already in God's new season of 5785. But this day represents something. Take a listen to this. The 350th day of the year holds a profound spiritual and prophetic significance that aligns with the season of 5785. The prophetic theme of the power of all, because you know we've been teaching about the power of all, and the declaration of this is the season that you will always have. Now, here we are. Come on, you got to get this. This is the season you will always have, and we're going to get to that today. This day emphasizes completion, divine grace, unity, and the fullness of provision. I declare and decree today that as you sow seed into this day, into this word, into this ground, it's going to release, listen, a season of provision, pointing to the spiritual power of alignment with God's purpose and his abundant and eternal supply. So when we break this down, the 3, 5, and 0, the 350th day, the 3 represents divine perfection and completion. The 5 represents grace, favor, and divine empowerment. And the 0 represents infinity, fullness, and eternal. That means continual provision. Okay? So it's a prophetic marker of God's unending ability to provide abundantly and sufficiently in your life on this day. Amen. Let's see what else that we want to release here. The prophetic thing for today: 1, completion and perfection. The number 350 is a time to reflect on how God has brought cycles of completion in this season in your life. Trust that his work is perfect, complete, and lacks nothing. 2, it's going to be a time and season, a day of grace-filled empowerment. The 5 represents God's grace. His unmerited favor enables you to accomplish what you could not achieve on your own. Remember, grace, the grace of God is his power on your life to do what he called you to do. Number 3, eternal overflowing provision. The 0 speaks to God's infinite supply. This day is a prophetic reminder. It's a prophetic reminder. I'm going to say it again while I'm sharing this with Instagram and all my peeps on my list. Amen. This is a prophetic reminder. Okay. This is a reminder. Okay. Our glory that God's resources are limitless and his provision never runs dry. Come on now. Get it right now. Amen. His provision never runs dry. Number 4, alignment and divine order. This day calls for alignment with God's purpose, allowing his power to flow through every area of your life. In this alignment, you access the power of all and his supernatural multiplication. Okay, are you getting this? Amen. And number 5, this is going to be a season, or this is going to be a day of transition into new beginnings. Once again, transition into new beginnings. As this year draws to a close, this day signals a prophetic transition into a new season of greater abundance, empowerment, and supernatural provision. Come on now. Somebody type, "I receive it." It is so given. Praise. Amen. You're going to reflect on God's faithfulness today. You're going to align with his purpose. You're going to trust in his eternal provision of always having, and you're going to declare his power and grace. So grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea. Father, I declare less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, listen, share the broadcast. Amen. Share the broadcast. Devil is a lie. He's not going to hinder this word being released in your life. Amen. Amen. I declare and decree that all the technology, all systems, smartphones, tablets, desktops, laptops, internet connections, modems, any cars, listening to it on the radio or whatever, website, internet connections, we declare and decree that every link, every connection is covered and protected by the blood of Jesus. Listen, the devil cannot take his hand through the blood of Jesus. He has no defense over the word of God. This is why when you understand that we overcome him, we overcome him, we overcome him, we overpower him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word, listen, by the word of our testimony. See? Why? Because when you bring light where he's trying to bring darkness, he has no defense. He must run. He must run and hide. Why? Because the Bible says, Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world." Then he said, "You are the light of the world." Come on now. When you understand that you are light, light is the protector and the weapon against darkness. Come on now. Hey, glory. We just give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Now listen, and I'm sharing this to my peeps on Instagram. And amen. Listen, grab your Bibles. We're going to start with, I believe we're going to go to Romans chapter 5 first. We'll just get this to the rest of my peoples. Romans chapter 5. Remember. Amen. Let me get this up here. Now. Romans chapter 5 says in verse 19 and 20, "For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, many shall be made righteous." Okay? So what works in one kingdom also works in another. So good, bad, or indifferent, by one man's sin, it was brought into the earth realm. And then he says, "So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Glory. So verse 20, Romans chapter 5, verse 20. I want you to see this. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. It says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." Come on now. Grace did what? Much more abound. Did much more abound. I'm going to say it again. It did much more abound. Are you getting this morning? Amen. Glory, glory, glory. I want you to get this morning, because I want you to get the total understanding that because what you're receiving now is going to cause grace to much more abound. Oh, my God, my God. Okay, so now we also said that in this season, and you know, if you receive that, go ahead and type, "It is so." Come on now. Amen. So that was Romans chapter 5. Now we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I want you to see this. This is all connected with this is the season of your multiplied abundant grace. This is what? The season that you will always have. This is the season that you will always have. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it because I want you to get it in your spirit that this is the season that you will always have. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at what it says. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. I'm going to say it again. God is able to make what? All what? Grace abound toward you. Now, when you take a listen to this, that's the first part, okay? The word abound means to be abundantly furnished with. It means to abound. It means to overflow. It's to furnish one richly. It means to be abundantly furnished. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says God is able to make all grace be abundantly furnished in your life, to be released abundantly in your life. All what? Grace, all power. See, the power of all. Him activating his power on your life for you to do what he's called you to do, okay? So now, the second part of this verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all what? Sufficiency in all things. Now, we hear the word all, okay? And as you realize that, we've been studying the power of all ever since the Feast of Pentecost, okay? That's when God released that on them. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place, okay? And then the power came in. God opened the portal and door of the power of all, that connection between heaven and earth being open in your life. You are under a open heaven in this season. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Okay, you're okay, but having all what? Sufficiency in all things. So in this power of all, he's releasing in this season that you will always have. Okay, make all grace abound toward you that you always having all. Oh, come on now. This word sufficiency in the Greek is the autarkia of God, which means the perfect condition of life, which no aid or support is needed, the sufficiency of the necessities of life, a mind content with its lot. So when you understand that we're going to be transforming the mind to understand that our mind, when our mind understands, when your soul, when you have soul understanding that you have everything sufficient for the season, is you already have it. Oh, come on now. You are, it's already yours and you already have it. I'm trying. This is, oh my God, you having all sufficiency, having continual. Woo! I want you to get it today. You having all sufficiency, all having all. This will be your season of having all that's sufficient for you. God told Paul when he prayed three times, he said, my grace is sufficient. Let's go there. Oh, my God. Ooh, that's a powerful word right there. My grace is sufficient. Now, this is God talking to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Come on now. Ooh, I wasn't even planning on going here, but we're going to go here because I believe God wants you to see this. The Bible says, that when you receive the word, but you got to receive it with understanding. You can't even release faith without there first being understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, look at verse 9 or verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient. Now, this phrase is sufficient. It's the archeo of God, which means to be possessed of unfailing strength, to be strong, to be enough. Woo, my God, to be satisfied and to be content. Oh, come on now. My grace, my power is unfailing. It's strong. It's enough. It will defend. It will be it will satisfy and it will cause content. Oh, come on. Are you getting this? When you get, oh, my God. Oh, my God, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now listen to what he says. My strength. This is God talking to Paul. He says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. So when you understand and you trust God and you say, look, Lord, I'm putting this in your hand because I need your power to have all sufficient strength and everything necessary to get this job done. Come on, are you getting this? Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. See, when you realize that it's not your power, not my power, nor by my might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. When we understand it's God's power, come on now, someone type his power, it is so. Come on, type it right now. So this is your time that God is saying, that if you will trust in him, okay, the trusting of the Lord, if you really want this power to be activated in your life, and this will be the activated power or this season of the time that you always have. Now go to Proverbs chapter 3. Come on now. This is the key this morning. Proverbs chapter 3. Come on, get this. Hey, glory. Proverbs chapter 3, look at what it says. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. First of all, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Why? Because his grace is sufficient. Oh, come on now. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Put him first. Go to him first. Don't wait till you try to do everything in your power first. And then you say, okay, God, okay, I'm going to give you a try. No. You already know that God's power is sufficient. But then it says, now here's the key that's going to be in this season. Your trust must be connected with your seed. Come on now, I'm trying to get this to you. Your trust must be connected with a seed. Your seed is directed through your faith connection. Come on now. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with what? Plenty. That's the power of grace. That's the power of all. Oh my God, that's your having all sufficiency. Why? So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst, overflow with wine. Okay, so barns being filled with plenty, that's wealth and abundance. Your presses bursting out with wine, that's the anointing, that's the spirit, that's the grace, that's God's spiritual empowerment bursting, coming out of you. Come on now. Woo! Are you getting this morning? Come on now. Get this morning. This is your time and season that you will burst out. You will explode. You will high glow. You will just, it'll ooze out of you. There'll be so much overflow. The power of Psalms 23 is being activated. Oh, let's go here. Oh, see, y'all messing with me today. Oh my God. Psalms 23. And we're going to end right here because this talks to God's sufficiency in your life. Okay. Now listen, Psalms 23. Now listen, when you trust in the Lord, when you don't lean on what you think it should be, and you would put him first, here's how God releases his power. Psalms 23. Come on, I'll get this. Let me just type this for right here because I want you to get this. Look at what it says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Okay. Why? Because I'm letting him lead me and guide me, allowing the Spirit to lead me and guide me through the word, through the promises of God. Okay. I shall not be in want. I believe as John says that the Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth. Okay. He maketh me to lie down in what? Green pastures. See, he's taking you to a place of feeding. He leads me by the still water. You're not thirsty. He what? The first thing he does is he restores my soul. He restores my soul. Come on now. I'm trying to get this. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Check this out. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and thy staff comforts me. Here we go. Verse 5, the grace verse. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint. This is going to be key. I want you to highlight this verse because this is going to be the verse that activates us in 2025. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Look, listen, this is supernatural empowerment time. You must activate this. You must get this in your spirit, allowing God, allowing your trust in the Lord to lead you and guide you to where the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now listen, the Bible says this, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. See, you can't even walk in this unless you walk in the power of seed time and harvest, sowing a seed, reaping a harvest. Oh my God, it says in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest time. Okay, that's his kingdom. Okay, so get your seed. Okay, the 5785, the 15785. Okay, oh my God, I'm just typing this in for Instagram. This is your time of season, seed time and harvest. Come on now, 5785, the season you will always have, the season that you will having all sufficiency. Hallelujah, glory, but it begins and ends with a seed. Amen. So listen, you can use the church PayPal at Restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L, the church Zelle. You can use Restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail. Amen. The church has Cash App. Okay, we're in technology. Amen. So you can use $ Restored M-I. Amen. And what you want to do, you want to make sure that you name your seed. What do you want the power? Where do you want the power to be released? Okay. Now listen, when you transform your mind, everything is renewed by the transformation of your mind. He says in Romans chapter 12, he says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is going to be a season of transformation in your life. Okay. Now, when you begin to activate this, In the area of Teruma, when you're putting it into the hand of the priest, now you're activating the promise of covenant intervention in your life. Ezekiel 44:30. It says, and the first of all first fruits and of all things, of every teruma of all, every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. Now, when you sow the seed directly into the hand of the priest, okay, now you're activating the promise that the prophet will cause and speak the blessing to rest and remain. This is the way. Come on now. This is the way. This is God's kingdom principle. Putting it into the hand of the priest opens the mouth of the priest, and God honors what's spoken by the priest. Use my Cash App at $2 Prophet MD Bryant. Listen, once again, sow your seed. There are a lot of things at the ministry that we're working on. But listen, you must sow the seed. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree, as this word is being released into the atmosphere, Father, we are trusting in your word, in the promise, in the ground, and in the harvest that shall come forth from the release. I declare it, I count it done, spirit, soul, body, and financial. They are whole. They lack no good thing. And they sit at a table prepared in this season, in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the Daily Bread. Amen. Tomorrow, be blessed. Thank you.